Gay couples in Canberra are putting the final touches on their wedding plans for the weekend, but the Commonwealth may yet spoil their party. Australia's High Court today began hearing the Commonwealth's challenge to the ACT's same-sex marriage laws. But even if the territory wins, the decision won't necessarily make it easier for other states in Australia to give gay couples the nod to tie the knot. That's because of a particular ACT provision that may give the territory more flexibility to come up with new laws alongside the Commonwealth. The territory could become Australia's gay wedding mecca if the court upholds the ACT law under a generous inconsistency provision in the Australian Capital Territory Self-Government Act. Anne Toomey, Professor of Constitutional Law at the University of Sydney, is speaking here with Bridget Cormack.
What the High Court needs to look at is whether there is inconsistency between the ACT law and the Commonwealth's Marriage Act. So they will be examining what the provisions are, but critically what they're really looking at is the Commonwealth's law and the intention behind it, and whether the Commonwealth law is intended to cover the entire field of all forms of marriage, or whether it's only intended to cover the field of opposite-sex marriage, leaving open a field of same-sex marriage for other states and territories.
Will it be easier for other states to allow same-sex marriage if the territory's law is given the green light?
If the territory law is given the green light, on the basis that the states and territories generally can legislate in relation to same-sex marriage, then the answer is yes. If, however, it's given the green light on this peculiarity that relates solely to the ACT, and that is that it has a different inconsistency rule, then no, the states and territories couldn't enact such a law. It would only be the ACT. So it really depends very much on the judgment given by the High Court.
So really, we could end up with a situation where there's a very specific decision and the ACT could be left to fly the flag alone for gay marriage in Australia.
That's definitely a possibility, and you can sort of imagine that if that were the case, that would be a great boon to the Canberra economy, and so the ACT would probably be pretty happy about that. But, you know, really this is all a smaller battle in a bigger war. The real issue is about whether the Commonwealth will change its laws in relation to same-sex marriage. You know, it's pretty ridiculous having to deal with this at the state and territory level with inconsistent laws, and it's not good for the people being married because they can't go to the family court. They have to litigate in the Supreme Court. It's very expensive. They don't have all the mediation facilities and those sorts of things when a relationship goes bad. So for, you know, everybody's sake, it's much better if these things are dealt with at the Commonwealth level than at the state and territory level.
Do you think that we'll have a decision before the weekend when many couples are expected to get married in the ACT?
I think that very much depends on how the case goes today and tomorrow. The High Court has shown a willingness by agreeing to put the case on early and put it on before weddings happen. So they've given an indication that they're interested in potentially putting out their outcome immediately afterwards so that it can be made clear whether or not this ACT law is valid or not before marriages occur. But having said that, it really depends very much on the judges. If you're a judge and at the end of the case you feel absolutely confident and certain that you know how you're going to decide, then they could all get together and come out with an outcome and then leave the opinion to later on, the written opinions. However, if you, at the end of it, feel that you're still not completely certain and that you might change your mind, then you can't have that clear-cut outcome. So it will depend very much on the judges and whether they feel at the end of the case that there's, you know, that it's absolutely clear and that when they do further work on it, they're not going to change their minds, and so they can therefore announce an early outcome.
Anne Toomey, Professor of Constitutional Law at the University of Sydney, ending that report by Bridget Cormack.